Hello, Kavita here. So you've clicked on the asthma link. I guess that means you're an asthma sufferer. And I'm sorry to hear that, I really genuinely am. And I need to be incredibly honest with you. I have no idea what it's like to suffer from asthma because it's not something that I've experienced or had in my life. Having seen people who are suffering from that lack of ability to get that breath, I guess that's what it is. I really do feel for you, but I can't know what it's like. So, meditation and asthma, it's an interesting concept, really, because obviously, when you're in the middle of an asthma attack, you're not going to look for a meditation to do. You're going to jump and find your inhaler. Clearly, that's a much more practical way of dealing with it. But I guess if you are someone who suffers from asthma and it bothers you, there's a number of ways that we could deal with it. I mean, meditation is unlikely to completely cure the physical condition. But having said that, maybe miracles happen because, perhaps when you create more calm and peace and acceptance in your life, it does the physical change or doesn't it? I can't answer that. But obviously, what we want is an acceptance of the condition and a way to actually live with something that is empowering rather than disempowering, and that doesn't frighten us and that doesn't cause immobility or fear. So, I would say that meditation will help. And if you have any anxiety around asthma or asthma attacks, there's also a link that you can click on, which is anxiety. And if you go on there is a meditation that you could do, a short 7-minute meditation that you can actually do that will perhaps help you to release that anxiety. But what I'd like to offer you here is just a little visualization because visualizations can help. Now, clearly, you're not going to do it in the middle of an asthma attack, but this is something that you could practice in your life that will take you in good stead to the next time you are confronted with this condition that you have.